Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yo!
Yo! What's happening?
Yo! 625, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're thirsty, when you're watching sports, and you don't want to be thirsty while watching sports, well, you just have some Bud products, and you're not going to be thirsty while watching sports.
So drink it up.
Do it.
Fantastic product.
Do it.
All right, last night, dude, craziness. I don't know if you watched it. Did you listen to it? What'd you do?
So I listened to part of the game. It wasn't on local TV.
Monday Night Football.
It was on ESPN.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It was on ESPN.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Like, that's fine. ESPN can have it. But, like, dude, the fact that we can't get our local game on TV is ridiculous, unless you have cable.
That's kind of suck.
Dude, you're that's right. Some BS. Yeah, luckily, I was able to listen to it here on WIRX, and I'm not saying that to plug our station. That's what it was, because I was like, oh, okay, where's the Packer game going to be on tonight? Oh, no TV, got to be on ESPN? F ESPN, F the NFL for that, and I listened to it here on the radio for a portion. Which, unfortunately, the part I listened to wasn't the best part.
Yeah, it wasn't, dude. Towards the end, towards the middle end was pretty good, dude. So, yeah, let's talk about it here a little bit. I'll read something. Aaron Jones caught three of Rodgers' four touchdown passes, rushed for a fourth score. Green Bay Packers had a welcome return to normal. Return to normal, I should say, after an embarrassing opening week. So they killed it, dude.
Yeah.
I watched pretty much the whole thing up until the end when they kind of, well, they got a turnover and then they scored at the end to make it a three-score game. And I was like, that's all I need to see. That's game over, bro.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, this is my opinion. Lions fans, I don't know what you expected, but that's kind of what you should have expected last night. I almost did a FanDuel thing last night because, I could have told you that was going to be close to the score last night. So, Rodgers, killing it, dude. I'm telling you, you give the guy a little bit of time. He was throwing passes off his back foot, just right into the numbers, slinging them in there, man. Guy is back to normal, and you know what? Everybody out there, you pissed him off. Now look what happens. If you piss off the MVP of last year, what do you think's going to happen? Here's another thing, though. The Packers need to work on the defense a little bit.
That's always been our problem. And we've done little things to kind of, you know, make it better. Obviously, with Jair Alexander, one of the best corners in the game.
Packers could be potentially pretty scary. Really scary.
Yeah.
Really dangerous.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, they are dangerous. Don't get me wrong.
The one thing that is always, as in any Packer fan, any NFL fan, if you have a team that does that, look, offense is great. Offense is great. But you will not be a continually successful Super Bowl winning team if you have to put up 35 points a game. That's just unrealistic.
So this is what other people and other teams looking at the Packers are saying right now, other coaches. All right, if Rodgers plays slumpy, Green Bay's probably going to lose.
Yeah.
They're not going to win with their defense. So it's kind of on the dude's shoulders a little bit.
Dude,
unless
it has
the defense
been,
really steps up.
It has been for Rodgers' entire 16-year career.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's what it's been, and that's why he's so burnt out. That's why I don't know if he will go as long as Brady because, dude, he is so burnt out from carrying that team. And I got no problem admitting, as a Packers fan, we have handled Rodgers horribly. We have never given him when you have to constantly go out there.
Too much weight.
Yeah,
too much weight on his shoulders.
And it's just, Hunter, you know, you understand the game. Any person with common sense understands that trying to outscore the other team by that much, it's impossible. Now, if you can beat a team 14-3, 14-7, that's great. If your defense can put up a stand and make it easier on your offense, that's how you win games. Defense wins games. End of story.
That kind of explains the first week in Green Bay's first game. If Aaron starts slow, the defense is not going to win you the game, guys.
No.
You need to do something on that side, and then it's like, whoa. Okay.
And of course, you know, offense still needs to show up. And that week, too, you know, we can still put it on some of the offense. The offense never ended up scoring a touchdown. You know what I mean? So it's give and take. But when your defense gives you nothing, It makes it tough. It makes it very tough.
Lions fans, don't feel bad. Don't get all worried. Just know that you're in Detroit, so don't expect much. You shouldn't, regardless. But last night, dude, despite a few mistakes, despite a few strange decisions, dude, Detroit does not look bad. Goff does not look bad.
No.
The boy can throw the ball. He's zinging it in there.
Yeah. No, I don't think the Lions have anything to be upset. Yeah, it sucks they lost, and the Packers kind of really turned it on at the end there. But it was still a good game. Now, if the Lions just find a way to bring everything together, I think they're going to have a great season. A
couple fumbles. You got to hold on to the ball, man. But crazy game last night. I think it was a great Monday Night Football game, especially local rivalry. So,
I'm sure you have other stuff to talk about, but can I play?
No, we're just talking about this. This is all we're talking about.
Just the Packers and Lions? Or just the NFL?
NFL, Packers, Lions.
Okay, good, because I do have a pretty funny NFL story.
Good. What you got?
And I feel for this guy. I don't want to rag this guy too much, because you and I, being in this industry, we've made flubs before. We've made asses out of ourselves, right? Quite a few times. However, when it does happen, when it's not us, it's nice to look at. I'm going to play you some auto. I'm going to tell you what happened here.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me, Mr. Right? No, he missed it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me, Mr. Right?
No, he missed it. That's no good.
Are you kidding me, Mr. Right?
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens. Mr. Wright,
what a gut punch to a team that play after.
So, that was Paul Allen, a radio announcer for the Minnesota Vikings, and he thought that ball was going in.
I saw this on TV the other day, dude, and oh my God. It was close, so I mean, but here's the thing, dude. Wait for the refs, just to be sure. You're not down there. You're not looking at the ball, bro.
It was missed. The Vikings lost by 34-33, and I feel for the guy.
I think he was just, like, before, like, he kicked it. He's like, all right, how am I gonna announce this when they make it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go nuts. I gotta be like that real exciting guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just kind of anticipating that the field goal to be good. So.
No, it was not good, sir. It was not good.
See Joe just like nudge him a little bit, like,
hey, no, that's it missed. Hey, buddy, hey, Paul.
It missed.
Paul, it missed.
See the fans walking out with their heads down.
Everyone's depressed now. That's it. Went in that a little hot there, Paul. Went in there just a little hot.
Like, hey, Paul, by the way, somebody wants to see you upstairs for a second.
We appreciate your enthusiasm, Paul. All right.
Hey, what do you think about that, Bill?
I'm not ready for this. Hold on. Wait. I can do it. Hey, what do you think about that, Bill Belichick?
Hey, come on. Where's
he at? It's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have.
Hold on. We're going to double it up. Here we go. What do you think of that, Bill Belichick?
It's always tough to tell guys.
Like complete opposites. Damn, I should have had that queued up. It was a good bit up until that. Anyway.
There you go. That's your sports. We're talking about Green Bay and Lions more to next hour. And plus a little bit more sports. I got something else for you.
So. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Run that rocks.
Well, good morning. Brock Hunter.
How you doing? Hey,
what
are
you
doing? Getting sports
reports. Because we're running behind, because Hunter has been just rambling this morning. It is time for sports. I mean, it's all been great, buddy. Don't get me wrong. It's been great.
But great content. We're behind.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling a little thirsty, you won't be feeling a little thirsty, because Bud Distributing's got you covered. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Last night, dude, big game. Crazy game. It was quite a Monday Night Football game.
Okay, wait. Before you get into it, so Brian Reed messaged me and said, why aren't you giving Chris crap about the Lions? And then Chris messaged me and said, I'm taking the loss like a champ. So either, both of you, all right? I hate the Colts and the Lions. I don't know. What do you want me to do here, okay? Just I hate both your teams. Both your teams. You're both the worst. Perfect.
You definitely do get a pounding when the Packers lose. We'll take it easy because
it was quite
a game last night. Packers 35, Lions 17. Aaron Jones caught 3 of Rodgers' 4 touchdown passes, rushed for a 4 score. Green Bay Packers had a welcome return to normal last night in the big game. So a couple turnovers last night ended up in a 3-score game. Once it got to a 3-score game, I had to turn it off, man. I was tired, dude. I was dozing off through the third quarter.
Yeah.
But, dude, Rodgers, I should have done something on FanDuel. I got to call that last night. You guys, everybody ripping on Rodgers, which kind of deserved. I mean, it was a rough start, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
And
sure.
People love to pile on, especially if you're not in anybody's face. You can just type it now.
Yeah.
Piled on the first week, which is, I understand. But what are you going to expect after you pile on to the last year's MVP? Yeah, he's going to get a little angry. He's going to come out and he's going to play good, which he did last night.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dude, a couple bombs last night. Dude, there was a couple bombs by Goff, too. And I was like, damn.
Goff's a good quarterback. And it'll be interesting to see what he does with the Lions throughout this season.
Lions fans shouldn't be too upset. I know you're 0-2. I know. Sucks. But hey, dude,
you
see
progress.
You
haven't been there before. Come on now. You should be used to it at this point.
You know, if you're all bruised up, you get used to taking a beating after a while. But you know what? Progress.
Yeah.
They're definitely getting better. You could tell there's something different in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it's Stafford. Stafford leaves. Stafford's a phenomenal quarterback. Yeah. But I think everybody kind of was like, hey, we need to just move on. You know what I'm saying?
There's
something about new that's good. And Goff being in there throwing. He had a pass in the corner of the end zone last night. It was awesome. It was a fingertip catch.
What you're saying is if maybe I get a new co-host, it'll be good. It'll be better.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. That's where you're going with it. No, you know what?
You're the Stafford of the show. Okay.
The Stafford of the show. Okay, yeah. I guess I'm 2-0 then over on another morning show. How does that feel?
Worth it. Worth it.
2-0, buddy boy. Anyway, Packers played phenomenal. Played a great game. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting conference play. It's going to be an interesting year of NFL, man. I'm really excited for it. And all around, it's just exciting. So, you got anything else?
No, I don't. What do we got coming up this week? I know we got Thursday night football. Otherwise, it's kind of quiet. Tuesdays are quiet. Don't you have any baseball news or somewhere where I can use the shotgun sound effect?
Just wanted to talk about that.
I'm fine with that. We're good. The Packers won.
How about one more story? We'll fit one more in here. Pro football. We're going to stay with football, though. Don't try to get me over to baseball. Stop.
Okay.
Sunday night. A lot of firsts for Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City Chiefs lost a heartbreaker, obviously, to the Ravens. It was the first time the star quarterback lost a September game in his 5-year pro career.
Wow.
His third quarter pick was the very first interception he's ever thrown in the first month of the season.
It's all starting to come apart. All starting to come apart, man.
All right. We talked about this the other day, real quick before we leave. Patrick Mahomes, obviously phenomenal quarterback.
Yeah.
Still a phenomenal quarterback. Here's what I think the difference is. People aren't scared of him anymore.
Can I say something?
The other teams in the league are like, oh, yeah, they are beatable. You can beat this team.
Let me interject here because I got raked through the cold, not by you in particular, but just in general. When I came and said, look, early on in his career, I just said, hey, he's a hell of a quarterback, all right? Talented young man. But everyone was saying, the best ever. The best quarterback ever. Look at him.
Potentially still could be.
Look at him. No, because with everything, I mean, people were saying that about Kaepernick. People were saying that about Johnny Manziel.
Slow down just a second. He was in the past 2 Super Bowls, Brock. He lost one game.
What I'm saying, though, is that people were
jump
just
on the wagon
people
too
were
quickly.
Just turned up like he was going to never lose a football game. They were turned up like he was the greatest. And it's like, look, he's still super fresh in there. He's still got a long career. He's had some injuries already. He's starting to show the fact that he's not a machine.
I mean, he's still going to ball out, man.
He's still, I'm not saying he's not going to, but I just think, if people are being a little less vocal about Mahomes.
Yeah, kind of. You know, just probably because of the way they lost in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the loss Sunday. Yeah, maybe there's some cooler talk around, hey, are the Chiefs going to fall off? No, they're not going to fall off.
No, they're still contenders. Chiefs, of course, the AFC East is the, or is it West? Are they East or West? They're West. Either way, easy division. So, of course, it's easy to, you know, get 8 wins a season right there with that, but...
Is Kiki sleeping right now? Is yes, that why you're is. Talking so much?
Exactly, straight? Yeah. But she wakes up the big, oh, yeah, hey, go Chiefs. Woohoo. Yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, the Chiefs play the Packers because you should be nervous if they do.
Nah, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. They're falling apart. Mahomes is washed up.
You get one win last night. Look at you.
Mahomes is washed up. We give it up, man.
You got a little extra hitch in your step for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Mahomes is washed up, and the Green Bay Packers are the greatest team in the...
I mean, hell, I could have told you that. That's all we had to say at the beginning of this. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.